सवाए एक बाप के मेरा किस में ममत नहीं है। कौन है, कौन है बाबा को मुझे बतावे, बाबा को पहुंच जाएगा, बाबा सवाए आपकी कोई में ममत नहीं है। ऐसो को बाबा सर्टिफिकेट देगा ना, भाई ट्रांसिशन भले अभी से ही शुरू करो, कोई हर्जा नहीं है, भले मुली सुनी है, कौन है करने वाला, दिखाई नहीं पड़ता है ट्रांसिशन करने वाला, जाओ ना। हम मेरा सवाय, ध्यान से सुनो, मेरा सवाय एक बाप के और किस में ममत नहीं है। हम यहां रहते भी शांति धाम और सुख धाम को याद करते रहते हैं। ऐसा मीठे मीठे बच्चे बाबा को चाहिए, रहते यहां शांति धाम सुख धाम को याद करते, अभी दुख धाम को छोड़ आई है। परंतु जब तक हमारा नया घर तैयार हो जाए तब तक पुराने घर में रहते हैं। ध्यान से कान तो हिलाओ ना, जब तक नया तैयार हो जाए तब तक पुराने में रह पड़े हैं। नए घर में जाने लायक बनाना है, आत्मा पवित्र बन जाएंगी फिर घर चले जाएंगे, कितना सहज है। मूल बात है ही समझने की, परमात्मा कौन है और ये दादा कौन है। जब इन द्वारा वर्षा देते हैं, जब इन द्वारा वर्षा देते हैं तो कहते हैं बाबा कहते हैं वर्षा वो देता वो है, पर इन द्वारा देता है। तो बाबा कहते बच्चे मन मना भव, मुझे याद करो तुम पवन देवता बन जाएंगे सत्युग में। बाकी सब उस समय मुक्ति धाम में रहती है। सभी आत्माओं को शांति धाम में ले जाने वाला बाप ही है।
The father who takes everyone home to
बच्चों को खुशी कितनी होनी चाहिए।
The land of peace. The children should have so much happiness.
दिल बड़ी साफ होनी चाहिए।
The heart has to be absolutely clean. Who would have happiness? Those who have a clean heart. So now listen to the things about those with a clean heart. It is said, those who have a clean heart, and you should come and sit close to the front, not far away. In the middle, in the front, there is a seat that he's pointing to. Next to Doug. So come to the front.
Sabhi atmaon ko shanti dham le jane wala baap hi hai.
It is the father who takes all souls home.
Bachon ko bahut khushi honi chahiye.
It's very easy.
Phir se repeat karti hu.
So I'm repeating this.
Dil badi saaf honi chahiye.
The heart should be very clean.
Kaha jata hai.
It is said.
Dil saaf.
That when the heart is clean, that is when your intentions are pure, then those things are fulfilled. Things of the heart are fulfilled.
Atma mein dil hai na?
The soul has a heart, doesn't it?
Sachcha dil
bana. The heart is in the soul.
Atmaon ka baap hai.
And?
Maine Madhuban mein ya pata nahi kaha tha. Purane baba ke do shabd bataye the.
I said something about baba in Madhuban.
And
that is that God is Baba is in my heart.
Mera rehbar baba hai.
And Baba is the beloved,
and
the words that he's using are words that Baba used to use in the Murli, which are not used in classes or Murli now, and those are Urdu words. So Baba comes at this confluence age and wins everyone's hearts. It is the Supreme Soul who comforts everyone's heart. And what would human beings do with the hearts of others? Would a human being be able to console another human being? Would they be able to comfort another human being? In fact, there's danger in that. In the kingdom of Ravan, everyone spoils each other's hearts. Now, you children, and that is not saying each point, but each line, the soul knows what it's doing. You children have been explained everything on the Trimurti. It was explained to you a cycle ago, and it's being explained now. So you have to understand these things. Now, there are so many pictures to explain everything. The picture of the ladder is so good, and yet people don't understand it. So, Baba is saying, hey, residents of Bharat, and those who have an honest heart would say, Baba is asking, you are the ones who have taken 84 births, and those with that experience would nod and say yes. So, Baba says, Baba used to say that you are the children who have taken 84 births, and this aspect of knowledge that Baba would repeat really touched my heart, that I too have taken 84 births. If you want to claim Jivan Mukti, liberation in life in just a second, then these words that were spoken a cycle ago, these experiences of a cycle ago should return. Why do you say that I have not taken 84 births? Baba is saying that you are the residents of Bharat, you are the ones who have taken 84 births, and then you say, I haven't taken 84 births. And so that is saying, in that case, if that's the mentality, you won't come into heaven, you'll come into hell. You don't want to come to heaven. Bharat itself is going to become heaven again. So this is an account that has to be understood. Maharathis are able to explain these things well, but there has to be enthusiasm to do service, real enthusiasm. The feeling that I want to go and donate this knowledge to someone. If you don't have this wealth of knowledge, then you won't have the thought of giving this in donation. So first of all, ask. If someone comes to you, ask them, what hopes have you come here with? Some may say, I've come just to have a vision. Then say to them, here it's not a matter of having visions. They say, we've come to have a vision of Babaji.
So,
take unlimited happiness from the unlimited father. We have two fathers. Everyone remembers the unlimited father. How can we claim, say to them, how to claim the unlimited inheritance from the unlimited father can be understood here.
It's,
if you want to claim a kingdom, if you want to claim a royal status, then you will understand everything very easily. And some write their experience of their effort. So whilst engaging in service, in activity, then let your mind be with Baba. So say,
Mithe mithe,
Sikhila de, Bachyo prati,
Matita bap dada ka yad vyar good morning. Ruhani bap ki, Ruhani bachyon ko namaste. Ruhani bachyon ki, Ruhani bap ko namaste. Dharna ke liye mukhya sar.
Essence for dharna.
Kabhi bhi, ek do ki dil kharab nahi karni hai.
Don't ever spoil one another's hearts.
Service karne ka hulas rakhna hai.
Have enthusiasm to do service.
Gyan dhan hai, daan zarur karna hai.
You have the wealth of knowledge, and so you must definitely donate it. Second point, in order to go to the new home, you have to make yourself worthy, qualified, in other words. it is with the power of remembrance that the soul has to be made pure.
Ruhe gulaban.
Blessing. Be a
gulab ka phool to kashmir aisi ho.
Spiritual rose.
Sab shikilat kar ruhe gulab ki.
You see, the roses these days, they look so lovely, but not as fragrant. So be a fragrant rose and let your fragrance spread far and wide and do spiritual service. And may you do spiritual service. A spiritual fragrant rose.
Gulab apne ruhani vritti dwara. Ye marik baitha hai kya?
Is this marik sitting here? Yes.
Acha. Yahan baitha hai kya? Kaun se ya?
To move, sit in.
Maine dekha hi nahi.
Middle
of samne baitha jaise manda ko kal baat dur baith mujhe pata hi nahi
chala. Yesterday Dadi wasn't even aware manda ben was there. She was sitting far away and marik to sit in the corner.
छिपके नहीं बैठो
डोंट हाइड सिट इन फ्रंट
सदा ही बाबा के सामने बैठना चाहिए
वी शुड ऑलवेज सिट इन फ्रंट ऑफ बाबा एंड देन दैट वे विल रिसीव पावर
एक कोने बैठेंगे दूसरा दूर बैठेंगे
सम सिट इन द कॉर्नर सम सिट फार अवे सो व्हाट वुड बाबा से
खुशबूदार फैलानी है ना
वी वांट टू स्प्रेड दिस फ्रेग्रेंस
रूहे गुलाब अपने रूहानी वृत्ति द्वारा
सो विद योर स्पिरिचुअल एटीट्यूड
रूहानियत की खुशबूएं दूर दूर तक फैलाते
स्प्रेड द स्पिरिचुअल फ्रेग्रेंस फार अवे एंड इन सच अ सोल्स विजन
सदा सुप्रीम रू समाया हुआ है
देयर इज ऑलवेज द सुप्रीम रू
कौन कौन से हा करे
सुप्रीम सोल
उनके दृष्टि में मर्ज्ड
इन देयर आईज इन देयर विजन
सदा सुप्रीम रू समाया हुआ है
Supreme Ru, Supreme Soul. And this is why we say, with the attitude, as is the attitude, so is the vision. They always see the Supreme Soul, they always converse with the Supreme Soul, and converse with themselves that I am a soul, I am a soul, and I am in the canopy of the Supreme Soul.
रूह से बोलते हैं मैं रूह
हूँ। The soul speaks to
itself
that I am a soul.
छत्र छाया में चल रहा हूँ।
And I'm always moving along in the canopy of the supreme soul. What does Derek think?
नशा चढ़ता है।
Do you have that intoxication that you are under Baba's canopy?
मुस्कुराता है।
So Derek is very good. And any time he comes in front of Daddy. He always smiles. He has Baba's help.
बहुत अच्छा,
very good.
बड़ा अच्छा, अभी समझ गया.
Very good, because he has understood.
सदा सुप्रीम रूह के छत्र छाया में चल रहा हूँ.
I'm always under the canopy of the supreme soul.
करावन हा रूह है.
And it is. Karavanhar, the Supreme Soul. And those who feel touched by this point, really from the heart, can raise their hands.
That
Karavanhar, the one who is doing everything through I, the soul, is the Supreme Soul. So at every second, those who
किम सुन रही हो मैं क्या
किम आर यू लिसनिंग दिस इज फॉर किम दैट इज सेइंग आई एम सेइंग दिस फॉर यू
इसको तीन दिन से नोट करा
दी जा रही है द लास्ट थ्री डेज दैट इज आस्क हिम टू बी नोटिंग थिंग्स
नोट करो क्या
नोट थिंग्स
मैं जानबूझ के नाम लेती हूं ऑफ यू
व्हाई आई एम सेइंग
मुझे ये करने का
है द नेम इज बिकॉज द सोल देन रियलाइजेस व्हाट इट इज दैट they have to do
the ruh ko aka karane mara supreme ruh
hai the supreme soul is the one who is doing everything through me and for at every second to experience the
ruhani khushbu mein avnashi
god with you the one who is doing everything with you is present with you And for such a soul, they are constant. Their fragrance does not reduce.
Number one visheshta.
So this is the number one speciality of such a soul.
ये डॉक्टर को जो वरदान है ना अर्ज
एंड द ब्लेसिंग
थोड़ा आज का मूली का सार प्लस का सार और ये वरदान
एंड द एसेंस ऑफ द मूली
कोई लिख करके डॉक्टर को दे देना
द ब्लेसिंग
ओम शांति
शुड बी गिवन टू द डॉक्टर आई थिंक इट इज डॉक्टर हुड विजिटेड तदि
सेवा में आगे न बढ़ना
बी फ्री ऑफ ऑब्स्टिकल्स
निर्विघ्न बन क्लेम कोई विघ्न न रहे और ये विघ्न खत्म हो जाए
नो ऑब्स्टिकल्स शुड बी इन योर वे
अर्थात नंबर वन भाग्यशाली बनना
टेक अ पोजीशन अहेड इन सर्विस इन अदर वर्ड्स बी नंबर वन
निर्विघ्न
इन creating your fortune by being free of obstacles. So claim number one in service
number one bhagyashali banna okay
and become number one fortunate soul
chalu rakho acha ye banna acha
and now the amrit vela point for tomorrow
sampurna rachna mein आप ब्रह्मन आत्माएं ही
इन द परफेक्ट क्रिएशन
सर्वश्रेष्ठ रचना
यू ब्राह्मण सोल्स आर द मोस्ट
सारी संपूर्ण रचना
एलिवेटेड ऑफ द क्रिएशन
ब्रह्मन आत्माएं सर्वश्रेष्ठ रचना हो क्यों आप
यू ब्राह्मण सोल्स आर द मोस्ट एलिवेटेड ऑफ क्रिएशन बिकॉज यू आर द एंसेस्टर सोल्स ऑफ द वर्ल्ड यू आर द फाउंडेशन इन अदर वर्ड्स
चक्रकार
You are the roots of this cycle of this tree. You are the roots, aren't you, you Brahmin souls? Whether you are visible or not visible, some are visible, others are incognito. You have connection with all souls, that is the whole of the tree, all of the souls of the cycle. You are the root, whether you are visible or incognito.
So
understand who you are. You are the foundation of the whole tree.
Daddy
saying, you'd like Daddy to speak until 8, right? So, okay, it looks like we're not going to have a song, but Daddy will speak until 8 o'clock, and then Daddy will give Toli at the end. So, we'll have class for approximately 15 minutes, and then with red lights, and Toli at the end. So for 1 minute, just go into deep silence. All you have to remember is the land of happiness and the land of peace. And mine is one Baba. Not even necessary to say that because I am with Baba. And he is constantly present in front of me. I am present in front of him. And Karavanhar Baba is doing everything. I am simply present in front of him. And he is present with me. Just as Bap Dada are together. I
am
also with them. In front of them.
Aisi andar hi andar hai.
So in this way,
Sunana,
as you heard,
niyata saaf hai,
to have this in the heart, and when your intentions deeply within the self are clean, the heart is honest, then I am present in front of the Lord, and the Lord is present in front of me. So how wonderful that is. And this is the foundation.
मजबूत है
and this foundation is strong
तो सारे विश्व की आत्माओं
and when it's strong then we're able to automatically serve the souls of the whole tree
प्रकाश भी मिल रहा है
those souls automatically receive light and might.
Light
is such that their eyes open and they start thinking, where is this light coming from? And the light is such, whether they're awake or asleep, they feel this light in their lives and they feel the power of the Almighty. And it's such a power that can make you bodiless, and the awareness of the body is shared. And so this is wonderful. Things of body consciousness finish. And it's a stage of soul consciousness. God is in front of me and is seeing me, and I'm seeing Him. And finally that day has come. The day that the rishis and the munis used to thirst for, that time, that day has come for me. So every day at all times, let me be with Him. Let me be with Him at every minute. I don't have that as a desire, but I am in front of Him. And that desire has been fulfilled.
साथ रहने का अति इंद्रिय सुख में रहने का
just to be together and experience super sensuous joy
आनंद महिमा
and feel
उसने मेरी दिल्ली है
that the one who is my mother is the blissful one and this one is the comforter of hearts who is in everyone's hearts
आनंदमय बाप कभी नहीं कहेंगे आनंदमय माँ
and we would never say the blissful one who is the father but the one who is blissful
पालना देने mother. वाली
this is the expression in Hindi
दुआएं के लेने the one के who पात्र
gives
sustenance
from the heart the one who gives blessings is the mother
बाबा को ये गीत भी बहुत अच्छा लगता था
and Baba used to like this song very much that take the blessings of the mother and father and the burden of sin will be removed from your head and so sometimes I see do people have this experience that it's blessings that are helping them move along and it's the blessings of the mother and father And these blessings are wonderful that this burden of sin is removed as a result of that and that it hasn't happened with yoga, it's happened so naturally and it's through the blessings of the mother and father. It's not the mother and father of this physical body, not that mother and father. The experience has to be such. It's the Supreme Parent.
Pavan banaya, duaon ne.
And it is with Baba's blessings that the soul has become pure. And everyone else receives that help of becoming pure. Somewhere somebody said, very good service is happening. And Daddy said, I would say it's service that's compared to just a penny or half pence even. If one is not giving oneself good sustenance and doesn't know how to sustain others, that one can't be called a good mother. If one is just giving birth to children like animals do, like cats and dogs do, and they're not able to look after their children, what kind of mother is that then?
Some mothers,
they give birth to children, but they are unhappy with themselves, they're unhappy with the children, they beat themselves, they beat the children, And what kind of mother is that? And what kind of sustenance can such a mother give? What are they doing for themselves? But if there was one Baba's child who is a beloved child of God who would glorify the name of the Father, that would be wonderful. Say, for example, I become instrument for someone, and that person for whom I've been instrument has done very good service. Then I become happy in that. Then what happens is I'm not allowing that soul to take from Baba, nor am I able to take from Baba because I'm stuck in what they're doing. And they could have attained so much from Baba, but I become their servant simply by becoming happy with what they have done. And they claim an elevated status, but I claim a subject status. In fact, even the subject of subjects. But I was not able to be an instrument in enabling them to claim a royal status. It's a very deep philosophy. Baba has said, in 1 second let there be Jivan Mukti, with that awareness that mine is just one Shiv Baba, there is no other. And such a soul does not have any other support. You wouldn't see any other person or being who is their support. And so to have such honesty for whoever you are an instrument, then there should be such honesty that you see them as equal to you. And Brahma Baba, who is so elevated, I don't think of him as separate from Shiv Baba. I've never thought of them as being separate. They are together, they sit together. And so how can I say I remember this one and not the other one? Because they're together. I've never made this mistake, nor will I ever make this mistake. But that feel when people say, oh, Shiv Baba is so good, I can be with him up above. But see how great and wonderful Brahma Baba is. See how wonderful his activities were. What a wonderful character he had. And if you're not remembering that one, then you're cheating yourself. If your characteristics haven't become like his, then you're just deceiving yourselves. See how much difference there is in your vision, in your attitude, when you become like Brahma Baba. To stay in a state of spirituality and have connection with the Supreme Soul, that way there can be a spiritual life, a spiritual experience. The soul fills itself with the essence of everything from the Supreme Soul. The soul fills itself from the Supreme Soul. And if this doesn't happen, then the soul is just like a showy flower. May look like a rose, but there isn't fragrance of a rose, nor are you able to make rose water from such a rose, nor any essence of rose, nor any aspect of the rose that's usable. So there's just show. And in shows, you see how many there are, as Miss India, Miss America, and Baba says, this is all just show. If I just made a show in the whole world, so Baba says, Supreme Room, Supreme Soul that fills spirituality within the soul. That way, your own roots of body consciousness are burnt to ashes. And to such an extent that even ashes don't remain. Yesterday and today, Baba spoke about ashes, that the body will just be burnt and there won't be even ashes.
And
if somebody leaves the body, their ashes are not brought into the home, they're left at the cremation place, because people feel it's like a ghost, whether it's a father or my brother. I don't want to keep their ashes in the house. To remember them is such a big mistake. It's like that ghost would be invoked and would come to you. So when you're afraid of keeping ashes even, and you scatter them in the river, until you've done that, you have that feeling that that soul may come and just be in this atmosphere. We see how Brahma Baba's room has so much power, where Brahma Baba's translite is buried under that ground is a little pot with Brahma Baba's ashes, and hence that place had such power. Brahma Baba's pure body, pure ashes. So if you want to be like Brahma Baba, all the experiences Baba spoke about, to have spiritual chit-chat with Baba, then go to the hut. If you have any questions and answers to speak to Baba about, then go into the history hall. So instead of thinking of these types of experiences, you go into other sorts of thinking, other kinds of experiences, and you bring yourself down. Those who have seen Madhuban, been to Madhuban, experienced Madhuban, remember the experiences of that. Whether you go to serve in the kitchen or carpentry place or wherever, remember all of those places. You don't forget the rotting. Should Daddy say the names of those whose eyes are closed? You don't remember the experiences of Madhuban, but instead you remember your old rotten experiences, and they are experiences that make your eyes close. So the experience of the pilgrimage of the four places of Tower of Thieves, Baba's room, Baba's hut, history hall, remember those. Wherever you are, wherever you set your foot, give others that experience, whoever comes in front of you. Let them experience that through you. You don't have to speak about anything else. In the early days, when Daddy used to go to serve in Delhi and in Calcutta, and Daddy remembers there's a place where all the butchers' shops used to be, and Daddy would never go on that road, even though she may have to take a longer detour. If it meant walking 2 or 3 miles, she would prefer to do that. She would go down the road where there were the temples, but never down the road where there were the butcheries. And in Bombay, there was one marketplace where Daddy would never, ever pass by, because it was a place where there used to be prostitutes. So we have to really take care of the intellect. If you know of a place where the atmosphere is bad, then you should never pass that way. Anybody who passes by a temple, even a sinner, will bow his head. Even though they may not go inside, they will bow their head. So in order to make myself pure, Let the place where I live be a pure place. Someone has shared their experience in writing with Daddy and has said the experience they have had whilst being here. And if the intellect is going here and there, though you are here, if the intellect is going to Lokiks, well, they are as good as dead for us. And if we are remembering all of these sorts of things, then what is the state of the mind and intellect? Yesterday, Daddy was remembering one soul who had a very lovely face, a sister with a very lovely face, and people used to chase her, and she used to say, God, why have I been given this kind of face that people chase me or want to have relationship with her? And so she took poison because she didn't want any man to be trapped in her. And so she took poison, but she didn't die. And so Daddy went to see her, and her face had changed after taking that poison. And she said, Daddy, don't worry about me, I'm very happy. And so because the blood had become poisoned, the doctors actually gave her a blood transfusion, and she said she'd become Baba's beautiful child. Some have made this type of effort because they didn't want anybody to be attracted to them. And so others are quite different. Deliberately, they will attract attention, and so that is all truth being destroyed there. To laugh with people, to converse with others unnecessarily. And I remember the days of Tennyson Road where people used to come for courses, and it would be Sudeshman and Jintan giving the course, and Daddy would pace outside the room when it was time for the students to leave, and when they were finished, Daddy would throw them out because it was not necessary for them to hang around any longer. There was not necessary for anyone to speak more than necessary to Jintan or Sudeshman. And this is why there has been so much power in service here. Here it's not even necessary for anyone to have tea, coffee or anything like that in the days of Tennyson Road. And so you see now, Charlie, Ken, their faces are sparkling. So it was they who found a place near to Tennyson Road who used to come for yoga, etc. And so, if people are just engaged in worldly activities and have Lokik behavior, then Daddy says, well, what can Daddy do? She just folds her hands and says, it will be burden on yourself if you allow laziness, carelessness to come in this way. If there's even the slightest laziness, carelessness, there's burden on your head. And so what can I say? And if Jinti Ben came home late after 9 or as late as 10, then Daddy would show her a stern eye that, you know, it's not necessary to come home late. And according to the systems, to do everything according to the systems. Make your own bones strong, make your foundation strong. For you, Baba is present. Wherever we children are, the Lord is present. Because we children are obedient and are present in front of Baba. So not to waste time in familiarity, seeing today's atmosphere, seeing, listening to today's Murli, for those who want to have a ticket for heaven, book that ticket now, today. So Baba is saying, do you remember, Bharatvasi children, that you are the original residents of Bharat? And Baba asks, have you booked a ticket for yourself? And you say, well, yes, I have. If that's the kind of response, the doors will close in your face. But perform wonders. That is, have mercy on yourself. So when one does for oneself, then others also will feel inspired and they'll claim that ticket to go to heaven. And they'll do that fast, seeing you. So book your own seat, but be a good agent. At present, Baba is saying the seat is empty for heaven. And Baba said this. And the numbers have not been given out of who's to claim which seat.
So
Baba has announced that children, the numbers of the seats for each one have not been announced. And so whoever wants to win a good seat can still do this. And Baba has said in just two lines, those who want to come to heaven will have to follow God's directions, the Father's directions. Okay. Om Shanti. So today, Dadi is leaving, and the bhavna, the feelings Dadi has in her heart for all of us, she's put those in front of us. If you accept this, then Dadi will feel very, very happy and will feel that your treasure store of blessings will become full. Om Shanti.
तेरी यादों